you just are clear what the client type is like. I mean, that's it. Like, it's not rocket science, and you're doing it. You're just going out there and just knocking it out. That's awesome.
I mean, the last guy I talked to took me 3 months to get him. It's all about timing. Like, I never thought about it. Like, if I was talking to Nick and Nick just had a mental, you know, breakdown from a divorce with his wife, that might be the perfect time for me to swoop in and say, hey, you know, what's the best way to get back at your wife? Why not gain 30 pounds of muscle tissue and show her what she's missing? Boom. That's a $5,000 client out of nowhere. Because I saw that on Facebook, that post he put on. I just said, hey, how's it going, man? You know, what's going on with life? I know exactly what's going on. It doesn't matter. It's the fact that I'm there and I'm supporting him in that time. I mean, like, it's all opportunistic deals with people. Following up with someone five times, and then the fifth time, the guy's like, you know what? That stuff you said to me kind of clicks now, or whatever. But, I mean, perfecting my sales process is the key to happiness. It doesn't – none of the other stuff matters. I can not write one blog post and still be fine.
Yeah. No, it's true. I agree completely. I completely agree. I think a lot of people get swept up in content production without a purpose, like, or a clear goal behind it. And it's unfortunate because it's really time-consuming. And if you don't have a focused goal of what the purpose is and something measurable to say this is a win or a loss, content production could be devastating. One thing you didn't mention, though, Mike, was the reason you're successful, actually, is because you're actually building relationships over time. If you came out of the blue and you didn't know Nick in the hypothetical scenario, it wouldn't work. It works because I'm guessing most of these clients, I don't know, tell me if I'm wrong. Have you come out of the blue and pinged somebody?
Very, very few. Very few.
And have you gotten a client out of the blue that way?
Well, yeah. Literally some people came in to the gym and the guy is like, hey, I need a personal trainer. I sat him down and in 30 minutes he's spending $320 a month.
Right.
Sometimes.
But that's like paid traffic, basically, if you think about it.
Right.
But I'm saying if you show up on somebody's Facebook post and respond to somebody you don't know, the results are going to be less. So what I'm saying is I'm just pointing out something that's very clearly obvious. But it's you who have spent the time connecting with these people who may be clients in the future. I think you're not putting a ton of time into it, but you're putting in enough where if you see an opportunity, you're taking it. And then, of course, you're leveraging the stuff where it's pretty immediate. Somebody coming into a gym, low-hanging fruit. Chances are the person wants to get in shape. Otherwise, I don't know what they're doing in a gym. Pick up chicks or something like that. Maybe there's like some kind of alternate thing that people do at gyms.
Yeah.
But like, again, so we're talking like, but again, I think that's great. I'm curious how you're going to approach this. Did you say it was like a hangar party or something like that? What does that mean exactly?
It's literally in a hangar with 1,000 people.
The Donald Trump rally?
I guess. I mean, like, there's so many businesses in Huntsville, and the fact that I'm going to be walking in with a $1,000 suit talking to people one-on-one, people don't dress like that in that area. So I'm already going to be above and beyond. So when I walk in with a suit and tie, you know, half Windsor knot, with this custom, you know, shark skin gray suit, and I say, hey, my name's Mike, and what do you do? It's like, I'm in consulting. And I was like, what do you do for consulting? Well, I make you look good and feel good, and I change your life. How does that sound? It's like, well, what are you talking about? Well, let's sit down for 15 minutes. 15 minutes. And that's all it takes. And if I get the right person one time, it doesn't matter what they think or how they feel. They're 1 out of 5, I can sell at least one of them. Or I'll get him 3 months from now.
I love it. I would love to see you in action personally. Like, I feel like you are – like, at least with the way you describe it, you seem so aggressive. I would just be so curious to see how that works, but you're doing it. Like, it's working, so I love it.
It works sometimes. It doesn't work all the time. I can't say that to a 40-year-old mother, but it just depends on how I approach the person.
Totally.
And if I walk up and I say, like, hey, you know, you look like what's a good example? It was Mark Fonseca told me, like, he'll walk up to a guy that's driving a Bentley and be like, hey, it looks like you like nice things. So do I. Here's my card. You know, that'll be all he'll say, and the guy will call him and buy $10,000 worth of stuff. That's kind of how I approach it.
That's cool. That's awesome, man. Antonio just joined us. How's it going, Antonio?
Good, good. I just wanted to – I've been listening for a while, but I just want to say, you know, I would not do it the way Mike does it. But you got to catch yourself, and you got to say, you know what? That's why he's unique, and that's why it's going to work for him, because it's natural for Mike and his approach. My approach It's a bit more playful. It's not as aggressive, but still, I'd have to say, you know, for some, if that's attracting the right type of client, go for it. But if you're going out there, you know, don't copy what Mike's doing. If you're watching this, I'm recording it. So, you know, or if you're here live, find what works for you and go after it. But don't be afraid to go after those sales. If you're, you know, this, we're all trying to get businesses up off the ground here.
I love it. No, I think it's fantastic. So, Antonio, what I was thinking of doing, we just did kind of around the horn, and I wanted to come back to HJB and focus in on kind of what he's working on right now, unless you have any questions, thoughts, or comments.
No. You know, last time I think HJB we talked, it was the unstuck angle, and we had gone in there about you branding yourself. You know, I did some research on unstuck. Every time I type it in, I see a few people, you know, going there, but no one really dominating. I think I'd love to hear of where you're taking that.
Well, what I was telling everyone earlier is that I'm focusing now more on being the authentic you, who you really are. From a Christian perspective, which incorporates principles and commandments and teachings from God, but using that